Ooh. Ah. So that's how this works. I swear, the priestess barely gave me anything to go on. I mean, she's been in stasis for 5,000 years, but still. Lucielle's glow pulsed, strobing through the tablet as if she were reading text at lightning speeds. Drawn by her antics, Gabriel saw the details of his new class fly by. After it came the words. First quest, awaken a priestess. Are you ready to crack this fortune cookie and learn what's happening? Read on. Docky's unblinking eyes, so hopeful, drew Gabriel's attention from the glowing tablet, the mention of glyphs, and even Lucielle's sounds of delighted discovery.
Ah, Mr. Dawkins. I didn't get a class with a menagerie. I picked one called King of the Fey Islands. The other option was shamanic. I figure if I'm going to be helping people, king makes more sense.
The snake's head dipped, tongue slowing its flicking motions.
No menagerie? No animal companion?
He sniffed, making a blubbery sound like he was on the verge of tears. Did magical snakes even have sinuses, let alone the ability to cry? Gabriel very much did not want to discover the answers to either question. Holding his hands up, he spoke quickly.
Mr. Dawkins, Docky, maybe we can find an alternative. I am absolutely going to need help, and maybe some of the people we free will have powers that let them bond with an animal companion. Is that possible?
Lucielle's timing was perfect. Light flickering brightly, she chirped, "Actually, yes. I can confirm that. If we can free Raquel, she'll probably have an animal companion type ability."
There you go,
Gabriel said, seizing the opportunity.
Raquel, we'll find her and free her, and you'll be the animal companion of someone important.
Sliding a hand behind his back, he crossed his fingers, hoping that he wasn't lying.
Raquel?
Tongue flicking, Mr. Dawkins bobbed his head up and down.
Very well. I suppose I'll have to deal with that as an acceptable compromise. In that case, I shall return to my hunting grounds. I hope you enjoy the meal I brought for you. If you need anything at all, return to where you found me and call my name. I won't be long.
Gabriel waved as the snake vanished into the underbrush. Too late, he realized that he might need help crossing the barrier again.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll deal with that when we get to it.
Turning to Lucielle, he said,
How about you float after me and tell me about my class and the quest while I try to figure out how we're going to clean and cook this meat?
The tablet bobbed after him as he retrieved the broken knife from his pocket and looked around. There were plenty of rocks near the wall, some showing evidence of having been hardened by fire. A quick inspection netted him several chunky ones he hoped he'd be able to break into serviceable cutting implements. For the first few minutes of his searching, Lucielle repeated his class details to him. You've got 5 skill slots and 10 skill points. You can train all the skills you want, but only 5 can be active at once. The active ones will get boosts from your class and improve super quickly. If we make one of the active skills survival, it should help you with what you're doing. You can assign some points to it, too.
And since I only have the 2 glyphs, there's no harm in slotting those in either, right?
Agreed. His tablet floated over, the surface becoming an elaborate magical pattern. Half of the pattern was woven like a trellis of vines, overlaying a glowing arcane mesh. The other half was geometric shapes atop rough mountains. 2 embossed depressions sat at the top of each pattern. At his command, a pair of smooth gemstones slid into the openings. Covered in intricate arcane symbols, he felt the magic as it meshed with the tablet. Knowledge, deep and visceral, flowed from the arcane artifact and into his mind and body. Fingertips tingling as his mana stirred, Gabriel murmured,
Morpheus, I know magic.
Excuse me? The mana guide replied, already moving on to the skill screen.
Nothing. Never mind. If we add survival, are there any other skills that make sense? Anything around combat or medicine, maybe?